90% of enterprise data breaches in 2026 involve credentials that were never properly revoked. Right now, data teams are under more pressure than they've ever been. The SEC's updated data governance rules that kicked in earlier this year mean that if your analytics team touches material non-public information, you need a paper trail, a real one, not Karen opened the Excel file on March 4th. You need to know Karen Reed column F row 23 at 2047 PM, and you need to prove it in under 10 minutes when an auditor asks. That's the world enterprise CTOs and heads of data are living in today. And most of the tooling they're running simply wasn't built for it. So let's talk about two platforms that are going head to head right now, OpenClaw and SourceTable. And I'm going to give you a real opinion, not a balanced scorecard. OpenClaw is a desktop first spreadsheet tool. It runs locally, stores data in local files or on network drives. And it appeals to a specific type of enterprise buyer, specifically the ones who equate local with secure. And I get it, the instinct makes sense. If the data never leaves the building, nobody can steal it from the cloud, right? But that mental model is about 15 years out of date, and it creates a false sense of security that's genuinely dangerous. Here's what nobody's actually talking about in the OpenClaw versus cloud-native debate. The biggest security risks for enterprise data teams aren't external hackers. They're internal access management failures. An analyst leaves your company, they had database credentials on their laptop. In OpenClaw's model, you now have to manually rotate every password, every API key, every service token that person ever touched. And in a real enterprise environment with dozens of connected systems, you're going to miss something. You always miss something. SourceTable built its credential management from the ground up around this exact problem. It uses zero-knowledge escrow cryptography. Your browser generates the encryption key pair locally. The private key encrypts the password before it ever hits the server. When a query runs, the plaintext password exists in server memory for maybe 200 milliseconds, then it's gone. And when someone leaves your organization, you rotate one session key, one every credential that person had access to becomes mathematically unreadable. Instantly, no grace period, no cache sitting around somewhere. That's not a minor feature difference. That's a fundamentally different philosophy about what enterprise security actually means. Now let's talk about permissions, because this is where OpenClaw really shows its age. File-level permissions, inherited from your operating system, sheet-level password protection, that's all or nothing, and cell locking, that's basically just don't touch my formulas. That's the toolkit. And if your CFO needs to review quarterly financials without accidentally editing a formula, you create a separate, read-only copy of the file. You're now managing two versions, then three, then someone emails the wrong one. SourceTable runs an 11-level permission hierarchy, organization, team, user, workbook, sheet, table column, row cell, query, credential. You can give a junior analyst read-only access to revenue columns while giving them full edit rights to cost columns in the exact same sheet. The CFO gets view-only access to the live workbook and sees real-time numbers as analysts update them, but cannot modify a single formula. No duplicate files, no version chaos, and the audit trail. This is where compliance teams actually start paying attention. When an auditor asks who accessed customer PII in the last 90 days, SourceTable generates that report in under 10 seconds. Complete query logs, cell level change history, user attribution down to the millisecond. OpenClaw's answer to that same question is 4 to 8 hours of manual log review. If the logs even exist in a usable format, let me connect this to a bigger trend that should be on every CTO's radar. AI is eating analytics. That's not hype. That's just what's happening. And the platforms that win aren't the ones with the best AI, bolted on as an afterthought. They're the ones where the AI was built into the security model from day one. SourceTable's AI Copilot can execute natural language queries against your connected databases, run Python, generate visualizations, and clean data. Ask it to calculate customer lifetime value by cohort with 12-month retention curves, and it breaks that into subtasks and completes the whole workflow in under a minute. The same analysis in OpenClaw manually takes a trained analyst 2 to 4 hours, and SourceTable connects natively to over 10,000 data sources, so your marketing team can join Google Ads spend with Salesforce pipeline data and Stripe revenue in a single query without building an ETL pipeline. OpenClaw is a perfectly good tool if your team works alone, works offline, and doesn't need to answer to a compliance department. That's a real use case, just not a growing one. For enterprise teams that need security and AI analysis in one place where access is provable, credentials are cryptographically controlled and your analysts can move at the speed the business actually needs. SourceTable is the clear answer. One thing you can do today, map out every database credential your analytics team currently has access to, write down what happens when someone leaves. If that process takes more than one action, you have a security gap worth fixing immediately. Try SourceTable, free book your enterprise demo, and see the permission system live.